In 1917, during World War I, a French soldier was found sleeping on the battlefield by a few patrols and was sentenced to execution by firing squad. Despite desperate protests from this man that he was completely innocent and that they were making a huge mistake, he was accused of deserting his post by the French higher-ups, which was considered an extremely grave offense. And within 24 hours, this soldier suddenly found himself standing in front of a firing squad about to lose his life. But little did any of the soldiers and officers at his execution know, this man had actually been telling the truth. He truly was innocent. And not only that, they were about to execute one of the greatest French soldiers the world had ever seen. Welcome back, guys. My name is Andy Jang, and this is Hidden Stories. In 1913, an 18-year-old boy named Albert Roche decided that he wanted to try and enlist in the French army to fight as a soldier. Although he had been born into a simple family of hardworking farmers in the small community of Rouville, France, Albert didn't really want to work on a farm his entire life. Like many other young, ambitious men at the time, the romanticized dream of living a glorious, brave life as a soldier really appealed to him. He longed for action, adventure, and even a little bit of danger. And Albert knew deep in his heart that his destiny wasn't to serve as some farmhand, it was to fight on the battlefield. But when Albert showed up to enlist, the French army's assessment board immediately rejected him without a second thought. Since Albert was only 5'2" tall and fairly scrawny, the French officers were convinced that he wouldn't even make it through training, much less contribute anything in a real battle. He was just too puny. He would simply be a liability for the other soldiers, the officers figured, and they weren't afraid to tell Albert this to his face either. But although Albert returned home crushed, his dad was absolutely delighted. He had never understood why his son had wanted to do something so stupid as to go risk his life as a soldier when they needed more hands to run the family's farm, and he was looking forward to working closely with his son in the future to train him as a farmhand. Extremely reluctantly, Albert agreed to this, but when World War I suddenly ignited in 1914, in an instant, everything changed. With the French army's new, highly urgent need for as many soldiers as they could possibly get, they suddenly became a whole lot less strict about their requirements, meaning that basically anyone, even people like Albert, could now become soldiers. Of course, Albert immediately leapt at this lucky opportunity. Even though his dad was furious with his decision and told Albert that he simply wasn't allowed to enlist, Albert refused to let his dream get away from him once again. Late one night, while everyone was sleeping, he packed his bags, snuck out of the house, and ran away from home. And after finally enlisting and being successfully admitted into the French army soon later, he was assigned to the 30th Battalion of Chasseurs. At first, Albert was ecstatic. To him, being a soldier was his calling, and he was incredibly excited to finally get the chance to go onto the battlefield and begin serving his country. Unfortunately for him, though, this excitement didn't last for very long at all. Almost immediately after military training had just begun for the 30th Battalion, Albert started constantly getting picked on by both his superior officers overseeing the training as well as his fellow comrades. They were constantly making fun of how short he was, his unintimidating stature, his skinny arms. It immediately became clear to Albert that pretty much no one respected him even the slightest bit, just because of his physical characteristics, and it drove him crazy. Since he had always been a highly reactive, hot-tempered kind of guy, he began to get into these physical fights every single day with the other soldiers, and began always talking back to and arguing with his superiors. And one day, after a particularly bad day of training, Albert decided that he had simply had enough of everything. He felt that training camp, with all of its marching up and down, was boring and completely useless when it came to actual combat. As a result, without telling anyone, he packed up his stuff and left the camp, intending on making his way to the front lines himself to finally do what he had come to do in the first place, actually fight in the war. But very shortly after Albert had left, the French military police were able to track him down and arrest him. At first, they were planning on charging him with desertion, which called for a very serious punishment. But when Albert explained that it technically wasn't desertion, since he was literally just going to fight in the war like he was supposed to do as a soldier, the French military command surprisingly actually agreed with him. They told Albert that if he wanted to see combat that bad, he would be allowed to do so. Soon afterwards, they transferred Albert from the 30th Battalion of Chasseurs to the 27th Battalion of Chasseurs Alpin, basically an elite version of the regular Chasseurs, full of highly trained and experienced soldiers. The way the French military command saw it, being assigned to this new battalion was Albert's punishment. As such a small, frail soldier with absolutely zero combat experience, the officers figured that he would be killed in no time participating in such an elite squad. The Chasseurs Alpins, known as the Blue Devils for their distinct blue uniforms and deadly nature, were always engaging in extremely dangerous missions. But despite how confident these officers were, Albert saw things quite differently. To him, this was an incredible opportunity to finally prove himself and to fulfill his destiny. And as it turns out, Albert's performance in this new elite squad was unlike anything anyone could have ever imagined. Now, before I continue with the story, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. For as long as I can remember, I've been a chronic overthinker. Just always pacing my room, stressing over the most absurd and irrational worries and worst-case scenarios that my mind can possibly conjure up. Every week, it's a new anxiety. And after every week, I come to realize that there was never anything for me to worry about after all. But regardless, it's just a cycle that never stops. Most times, after a period of really overthinking over something school or family or friend-related or whatever, I would eventually be able to calm my racing thoughts down. However, sometimes my emotions are just so out of control that it completely engulfs me. And in these situations, there's really nothing in the world that I can do to free myself. In these situations, what I found is really the only way for me to bring myself back to reality, bring myself back to being able to function normally even, is by talking these thoughts through with someone. That can be with friends or with family, but probably most effectively through therapy. Therapy is something that almost anyone can benefit from, not just people who have experienced major trauma. It can help you really talk through all of your worries, control your negative thinking cycles, and find that incredible mental and emotional peace. And now, with BetterHelp, it's really never been easier to get started. One of the very best things about BetterHelp is that it's entirely online, so you can get access to therapy straight from the comfort of your bedroom. It's really easy and quick for you to get set up. It takes around 24 hours on average for you to be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any given time completely for free. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/hiddenstories to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/hiddenstories. Now, let's get back to today's story. In July of 1915, Albert arrived to the front lines and took a position with his new battalion at the Aisne River. Now, at the time, the Aisne front was an enormous pain in the side for the French high command. Since the entire area was covered by a dense forest of trees and bushes, it was proving to be extremely hard to dislodge the German forces that had positioned themselves there. They not only had the high ground, they could also easily hide themselves in the thick shrubbery, whereas the French soldiers who approached them had very little cover. In addition, the German soldiers had dug an extremely sophisticated network of trenches there, and had also built several blockhouses, or reinforced concrete shelters manned with machine guns that had allowed them to successfully hold off all incoming attacks so far. These blockhouses were especially frustrating to deal with, since their walls had been specifically built to be bullet-resistant, making it ridiculously hard to get to the German soldiers inside. However, in December of that year, Albert, still barely even a rookie with the Chasseurs Alpins, willingly volunteered to go on a solo mission to try and destroy one of those blockhouses. Although it must have seemed like this guy was completely out of his mind, his comrades agreed to let him go and see what he could do. As a result, on a particularly cold and dark night, Albert snuck out into no man's land and began slowly making his way over to the closest German blockhouse. Crawling extremely slowly and utilizing the cover of darkness, he was actually able to infiltrate the German lines undiscovered. Taking a quick peek inside the blockhouse, Albert saw that most of the German soldiers inside were sitting very close to the stove for heat. So he simply dropped a few grenades down the chimney, sending them straight into the soldiers' laps. The explosions immediately killed several of them. The rest of them, confused and shell-shocked, rushed out of the blockhouse right into the open. Apparently, they had thought that they had been hit by a full raid, so they all immediately threw down their weapons and surrendered on the spot. Little did they know, it was not a full squad of soldiers, but just a single 5'2" Albert standing in front of them. And before long, Albert had arrived back to his comrades with several new German prisoners and a whole bunch of German machine guns. Over the next few months, Albert and the rest of his battalion rotated between the Aisne front and the front in Alsace. There, they hoped to help liberate the French regions of Alsace and Lorraine. However, the German forces weren't just gonna give up their territory that easily, and the fighting was getting more and more brutal by the day. One day, Albert's unit was hit by a massive German artillery strike. Since they were in the mountains at the time and they had no way of digging deep trenches for protection like they normally would, these artillery shells were absolutely devastating. When the smoke had finally cleared, Albert was shocked to realize that out of everyone in his squad, he was the only one still alive. And since the German soldiers who had launched that artillery strike were quickly closing in, it was looking like it could finally be the end for himself as well. With no time to call for assistance or even run away, Albert began grabbing the rifles of his fallen comrades, firing each of them for a few seconds before dropping it and moving on to the next one. By rapidly firing between each rifle at the specific positions that each soldier had been positioned at, Albert was desperately trying to maintain the illusion that there were still quite a few French soldiers alive, not just himself. Minute after minute, he frantically dashed from one gun to the next as fast as he could, sprinkling in a few grenades here and there as well. And incredibly, the incoming German force was so overwhelmed by Albert's one-man army that they genuinely believed that there was still a strong squad of French soldiers remaining, so they quickly aborted the attack and retreated. By the time 1916 rolled around, Albert had built up a reputation among the other chasseurs alpins for having a sort of indestructible bravery. He was always volunteering for the most dangerous missions, and even more impressively, he was succeeding in accomplishing them as well. But given just how unstable and unpredictable these missions were, his luck was bound to run out eventually. One day, Albert was out in no man's land with a team on a recon mission when they were suddenly ambushed by a squad of German soldiers. Only Albert and his lieutenant ended up surviving, with his lieutenant being severely wounded. They were captured and taken prisoner by the Germans and dragged into one of their bunkers to be interrogated for intel, which likely meant that they would be subjected to brutal torture methods. However, the Germans had no idea who they were messing with. Although the exact details of what happened in that German bunker are still unknown since Albert never actually talked about it afterwards, sometime later, French soldiers back at their home base saw Albert returning from yet another successful mission. He wasn't alone though. Holding a German pistol in his hand and carrying his wounded lieutenant on his back, Albert returned to the French lines with 42 German prisoners. Somehow, some insane way, this man had managed to get the upper hand on the German soldiers who had been watching over him, had managed to steal their weapons, and then had managed to convince every single soldier in that bunker to surrender to him so that he could take them captive. He had literally gotten himself and his lieutenant out of an impossible situation. As the war continued to progress, Albert also developed a reputation for being someone who wasn't afraid to risk his own life to save others. In 1917, France and Britain began the Nivelle Offensive, an operation designed to launch a massive assault to kick the Germans out of their high ground positions once and for all. Unfortunately, however, this operation ended up being a colossal failure, costing the lives of over 120,000 French soldiers alone. During one of the battles, Albert suddenly saw a shell go off right next to his captain. When the smoke and the mud had dissipated, it seemed like the man was still alive, but just barely. He was clearly severely wounded, and it didn't seem like he could get up and move all on his own. Although this had all taken place far out in the distance, nowhere near where Albert was at the time, he refused to just leave his captain there in no man's land to die. As a result, he got on his stomach and began slowly crawling one tiny inch at a time towards his captain. Since he was moving deeper and deeper into enemy lines, Albert was constantly pausing, watching and waiting, extremely worried about suddenly being rushed by a group of German soldiers, or worse, being spotted by a sniper that he would never be able to see. But despite just how much danger he was putting himself in, Albert knew that he had to save his captain. He just had to. For 6 entire hours, Albert slowly, painfully, and painstakingly crawled forward until he finally reached the man. Although he was conscious, he couldn't move on his own, just like Albert had suspected. As a result, Albert had no choice but to slowly, carefully, and painstakingly crawl all the way back to friendly territory once again, but this time with a grown man in tow. By some incredible miracle and an unfathomable amount of determination and grit though, Albert managed to successfully bring them both back to safety in just another 4 hours. The moment he dropped his captain off with the medics though, his body just immediately gave up on him and he collapsed to the ground. By that point, it was almost an automatic reaction. Albert was so utterly exhausted that he just couldn't even think straight, and he fell asleep almost instantly. However, he didn't get to rest for too long before he was suddenly jolted awake by a hard kick. When he finally came to his senses and looked up, he was surprised to see a group of French patrols standing over him with their rifles raised and pointed at him. They accused him of sleeping on duty and deserting his post, which was grounds for immediate execution within 24 hours by firing squad. Although Albert tried frantically explaining his situation, there were no witnesses to confirm his story, since the only person who had been there, his captain, was unconscious and receiving medical treatment. As a result, despite his protests, Albert was thrown into the detention barracks and given an execution date for the very next day. 1 hour before he was scheduled to be shot, Albert was allowed to send a short goodbye letter back home to his family. He addressed this letter specifically to his father, wanting to set the story straight, telling him, quote, "In an hour, I shall be shot, but I assure you that I am innocent." Then, Albert was walked out of the barracks and lined up in front of a firing squad. "This is it," he probably thought. "After everything I've been through, this is really how it's going to end." But incredibly, just a few mere moments before the execution would have taken place, a messenger suddenly came running from the distance, yelling for them to stop. As it turns out, Albert's captain had finally regained consciousness and had verified his story, and his execution had been called off at the very last moment. After that extremely close call, Albert went right back to the front lines and to serving his country. He fought against the Germans until the very day the armistice was signed and World War I finally came to an end. Incredibly, despite all of his insanely impressive feats and accomplishments during the war, by the end of it, Albert had earned no rank and was still just a second-class soldier. It wasn't until the Supreme Allied Commander, General Ferdinand Foch, came across Albert's file and realized that, on record, Albert had captured an astonishing 1,180 German prisoners, most of them single-handedly, and that he had been injured 9 times in combat, that Albert finally received the attention that he deserved. He went on to receive several of the French army's highest combat awards. Then, General Foch presented Albert to the people of Alsace, calling him their liberator and dubbing him the first soldier of France. After that, Albert was personally chosen to represent the French army at the British Chief of Staff's funeral, was invited to have dinner with King George V, and in what was probably the greatest honor, was chosen to carry the coffin of the unknown soldier to his final resting place. After the war, Albert returned home to his small farming community, married, and had a child. Tragically, on April 14, 1939, when Albert was just 44 years old, he was getting off a bus on his way home after work when he was suddenly hit by a speeding car and killed. The historian Pierre Mackel probably described it best. This man had gone through 4 years of war. He had been wounded 9 times. He had been close to death 1,000 times, almost unjustly shot as a mutineer. He had escaped all dangers, all accidents. All of this to be killed 20 years later on his way home on the descent of a bus. May Albert rest in peace, and may his story always continue to live on. With that being said, I hope you found this week's story interesting. If you did, please share this episode with friends who might enjoy it as well. Comment your thoughts and leave a rating. It really goes a long way and helps make this entire thing possible. To read the Hidden Stories program disclaimer, ethics policy, and verification and licensing terms, go to human-content.com/hiddenstories. That's human-content.com/hiddenstories. I'll see you guys soon.